back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Wednesday morning. We'll get you back to the open line program here shortly. For now, as we are so many Wednesdays throughout the year, joined in studio by the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, it is Candy Westbrook. Candy, always glad to have you here in studio
with
us.
Good morning.
As well, I know you guys got a little lucky this morning, and I've actually got someone making a run myself, but you were at Daylight Donuts.
We were. It was exciting.
Oh, man, I love that establishment. So anybody that makes a good donut, you've got my heart.
Yes, and I'm telling you what, Bill has been doing it for many, many years and has got it down to a science now. He's actually been in the donut business for 43 years.
Oh, wow.
Owned this store for 23. So, the whole franchise is celebrating 65 years. This year, so
that's pretty exciting. So, yeah. With that, do we get some 65 themed deals or something like that through the year?
I don't know.
Like
they didn't say that. They had cool T-shirts.
Oh, there you go.
So but good. I don't know. They probably do have specials going on all the time. So, they started in Tulsa, which I didn't know. So that was interesting.
Man, the whole chain did
mm-hmm.
that.
And now they're everywhere.
I was going to say there wasn't many, but like on the far eastern side of Colorado, that's when you really started to see them. And I always grew up with like either really expensive or and no discredit. But Dunkin' Donuts weren't the same, you know, not the same as Daylight.
Yeah, they're all a little different. So they are awesome. Yeah. And the neat thing about them is they're locally owned. So it's different than some franchises where they have a lot of control. This is pretty much you buy, you get to decide what products you want and, you know, everything. So it's kind of unique. So new things that they've got going on is they've started to get a little bit more health conscious. So they now have some baked items and not fried. So they're trying to make sure that they've got some different things to help everybody out. And then, of course, the donuts, of course, is the staple of everything. They got a million yummy, yummy donuts. But then they also have, like, Cajun pies, the sausage rolls, biscuits and gravy, you know, everything handmade.
Well, and Matt gets a cinnamon roll that's bigger than my head, too. I mean, that thing is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And we learned a little bit about the process today. So, and every store is a little different, but here at Bill's, it takes 2 hours to make a donut. So, because they do everything by hand.
Yeah,
from
start to finish,
yes,
2 hours.
The hand cut, then they hand fry it. You know, of course, the time it takes to cook it. Then they have to have it set for so long, and then they hand ice it. So every donut is individually made. It's not a machine. It's you know, Bill and his wife, and they do an amazing job. They clock in at 1 a.m. in the morning. Could you imagine that shift? Yay.
Yeah, and I thought I had it rough. My goodness. And,
yeah.
And they're the ones supplying us, too. You know, you don't even really think about it because I'm always the one complaining I have to get up so early. But I'm the one in the drive-thru at Daylight Donuts in the morning, too. They've been there a couple hours. So.
Yep, they have. So at 4 a.m., they said they start opening up, and then by 4:30, they've got every product available, and then they go to 11:30, so it's a pretty long day for them. But
that's a good afternoon nap waiting right there.
Good staple in Coffeyville, though. 23 years is awesome, and we're excited that they're here in our community. So that was awesome today. Some other things going on. So Sharon Calkins was talking about the Vod in the Veil that's coming up. If you've never attended, it's a fundraiser for the Midland Theater, but it's a variety show. And it's not just anybody off the street. They're actually, you know, professionals or people with really good, awesome talent. So that's really nice. And that'll be coming up on August 10th, and tickets are on sale. Any Midland Theater board member, or you can stop by the chamber. We've got them. So, Casey, Community National Bank. So right now they have a lot of good specials with some awesome CD rates. So if you're looking at checking in on some CDs, this is a good time to get in on that. And then they partnered up with the Rotary Club to do a school supply drive. And I learned something new today. I don't remember what company did this research, but some national company, 94% of teachers bought supplies for their own classroom last year.
Mm.
So even if you think, you know, I give my kids plenty of supplies. Why are they needing more? Well, there's just a lot that don't have supplies.
You know, and that's one thing. And even just thinking about as a student now, I had a few teachers that it obviously seemed they had accumulated some things. But, you know, there's ones that take the effort to put up displays on the wall and diagraphs and different things that make it easier to learn for some individuals that like pictures and things like that. And that is their dollar and their effort taking out of it. Again, I had a teacher that, I mean, his whole science room was filled up. It was like a stereotypical science guy, you know, but built up about 30 years of just stuff. But, you know, that's their money and their time that they're putting into it, let alone the pencils, the papers, and the basic stuff.
Right, right. So we let them kind of be creative, but if we can help them with some of the basic stuff, then that helps out a lot. So there is a list at Community National Bank and Trust, and you can pick up that list or drop off your supplies. There's a box in the bank office. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army, shout out to everybody that supported the Christmas in July. Too bad it couldn't have been this weekend. It's so beautiful right now.
I know. My goodness. I hope that Santa was wearing a tank top last weekend.
I think they were drinking lots of water, but they enjoyed it. They said it went great. They raised $750 on that day, so more coming in, and so that was awesome. So thanks to everybody that supported that. And that helps with some different programs, including the backpack giveaway. So during enrollment, you can sign up your child and to get a free backpack, and it'll be waiting in their classroom for them on the first day of school. So every kid gets a backpack and some supplies. Chrissy from Cooperative Credit Union. A lot of great loan specials going on right now. So we've got CDs at one bank. We've got loans at another. I think financially out in the financial world, rates are down. So it's a good time to either invest or buy or whatever. Loan, auto, you know, secured, unsecured loans, all those. Great time to do that stuff. So be checking into those. And see, we had Levi here from K-Rig. So he is getting excited. You could tell the auction, like, he was getting antsy. I think he's ready for it to be here.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, I know they put in, as to us up here, very similar to it, but, we're kind of the child to the parent auction to them down there. And I know they put a lot of time and effort into it, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. I've never really was around auctions before I moved out here, and now it's like I'm working them, I'm attending them, I'm doing everything around them.
Oh, there's auctions all the time in this area. We love auctions.
It's a lot of fun. It is.
Yeah. So that'll be Saturday at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Chuck McFate, the Lions Daylight Defenders Club, will be having a concession booth at the Fair and Rodeo coming up, as they do every year. I love their concession area, though, because they have really good prices. You know, sometimes concessions can get pretty expensive, and they've got like $5 specials where you get, you know, your hot dog and your chips and your drink and everything.
Oh, nice. Like a combo.
Yeah, I love that. So that's awesome. But yeah, I can't believe Fair and Rodeo is almost here. So enjoy your cool weather right now, everybody, because you know during Fair Week it's always hot or raining. One of the two. But that's
okay.
Never
that gray area. Never just cool and 75.
No. Wouldn't that be awesome? It's still fun, though, no matter what. So tickets go up on price August 1st. So you have just a few more days to purchase those. You have to do it online and get all your good prices. So. And then Chuck also talked about on that Monday of the Fair and Rodeo is when they do the bake sale. I don't know if you've ever been to it, but all these different people around town come in Monday with exhibits, everything from art that they've done to baked goods that they've made and you name it. And then that night they auction them off.
Nice.
And you're just talking about good donuts. Well, I mean, we're talking grandma's favorite recipe for the pie. Yummy. So
those are the best. I'm telling you, they really are. You know, obviously establishments have made a living and made a great corporation off of things with donuts. You know, now speaking of donuts here, but oh man, nothing beats grandma's recipe.
I know,
it really does
I know.
Not.
So I love it when they do this sale. So that's Monday night, and you should really go if you haven't ever been. So Leanne Eggers from Public Library. So they're wrapping up their summertime story times and all the fun activities. The last story time is today at 11 a.m. And then Thursday night is they're having a teen after hours night. So they have lots of fun there, but you have to have permission slips. So make sure you call ahead of time. And then Saturday they wrap up their big summer program. They have celebration activities, prizes. That's when you cash in all your tickets for your reading and just going to be a big fun day. So that's Saturday at the library.
Yeah, well, I spoke with Rachel last week. They said August is there's still stuff going on, but that nice area where they can take a breather,
right,
and prepare for
Before the school year.
Yeah, because you'd think with the library, it's summertime, they get more time off. No, not our library. Our library is hard at work with events and stuff for the kids. So
they do. Laura Sanford from Class LTD. So they recently have been doing a couple different events to raise money, but they have purchased a handicap swing, and it's going to be going in at the Kittyland Park over in Independence. So that's kind of neat. So they'll have a nice place for them.
Great.
For that. So that'll be coming soon. Michaela Swindell from Simply Southern Right now, they have 40% off the entire store, except for there's only one area. There's a ranchware line that they can't put on sale, but everything else is on sale so they can make room for fall. So if you want to go in and get your last-minute summer clothes, jump in now.
It's a prime time. My mom taught me well, you know, like it was... Unfortunately, you know, for me as a kid, I got to learn it, but a lot of Christmas gifts and things like that, she buys my Christmas gifts almost like a year in advance because they're so cheap after Christmas or after summer or after whichever, you know, there's just select times that the pricing is going to be prime for you. So,
well, that reminds me of something I'll tell you about in just a second. We got a good price on. So,
good.
Last couple things. Life Point Church, Michaela was talking about their next outreach is coming up on August 17th. And they're going to have, for those in need, a free back-to-school haircut, as well as some socks and shoes and stuff they'll be giving away. Sure. So give them a call if you want more information on that. Sonia Larimore gave a shout-out to our very own Keisha Johnson at the Chamber. So this week was National Gorgeous Grandma Day. Didn't know that.
Was that yesterday?
I think so.
Sometime this week, yesterday. Yeah.
And so Keisha went down with her Mary Kay and did makeovers for all the ladies at the Windsor Place. So it was awesome. They loved it. They enjoy just being able to be pampered a little bit. So
absolutely. Well, I love Windsor Place and how interactive they already are as an establishment, making sure that, you know, if they need the flexibility to go in and out or interact with folks. But you got to love to see the community, you know, reciprocating that and giving back
where
they can.
Yes, yes. I mean, because they, you know, they don't get to get out as much. And so just being able to bring the community to them and have them still part of Coffeyville is awesome. So.
Yeah, Windsor is a great place.
So, yeah, we were just talking about some good specials. Well, now is the time to buy Christmas lights. You don't buy them in the fall or around Christmas time because they're expensive. So if you can buy them ahead of time, you get them cheap, which is what I'm doing. So I mentioned this a few weeks back, but we had downtown Christmas lights, some wreaths that were bought in the 90s, and they're falling apart. Half of them don't even work. So we've been trying to raise money to purchase new lights, and I've got enough for, I don't know, probably 3/4 of the downtown. If any business out there wants to donate and wants to help purchase a couple more lights, let us know. But we're purchasing new lights. They're 5 foot tall. They're beautiful light arrangements that'll be on each of the poles downtown. But yeah, I'm able to do it only because of the summer special, because otherwise I would probably be able to fit maybe 10 poles.
Yeah. It's almost like, getting some, if you're a night person, but getting all your work done early morning or something like that, you know, sometimes you got to flip flop to save yourself some money.
Yeah.
And this is definitely a prime time for, well, I guess now that we're getting into fall season, even summer stuff, it's almost perfect timing because here in the SCK, it seems like summer's going to extend a little bit longer because it was a perfect spring, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We had quite a few showers. It was cool. It was humid, but I feel like the sun and the heat is just going to last.
It will. Everybody's talking about the great weather this week, and it is phenomenal, but enjoy it because it's not going to last, people. It doesn't mean fall's coming. We have a lot of summer coming still.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and then the last thing kind of related to Christmas and Christmas lights, this year, the Christmas parade that the Chamber puts on every year, it's always the first Friday of the month, and we are going to try to have 150 different parade entries. So we are asking every business, club, group, organization, even family members to think about putting an entry in the parade so we can have 150 to celebrate 150 years. So, for example, I think John Deere is going to bring out a couple different tractors and decorate them with some lights. And so it doesn't have to be a big old, you know, gigantic trailer, just anything you want to have. Give me a call at the Chamber. I can give you some more information, but we'd love to have a really big showing of our Christmas parade this year.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I've seen a handful of big tractors, of big trucks, even trailers, things like that. I mean, just decorate them up, light them up. I mean, last year it was so cool seeing all of the lights,
yeah,
you know,
it just
downtown.
Looks so nice.
It is.
And then with the new light poles that we'll have, everything's going to look gorgeous. So.
It'll be perfect. Again, that is Director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, giving us details about the CNN meeting this morning, as well as any news out of the chamber. Candy, always appreciate it. Any final notes, or will we just see you next Wednesday?
We'll be next Wednesday. It'll be Fair and Rodeo hosting
That's right.
So you'll hear all the details about what's coming up.
Can't wait. Again, that's Candy Westbrook. Candy, thanks so much. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.